The spending plan includes a $59 million school department budget, up nearly $2 million or roughly 3.5% from the previous years. Municipal expenses would increase about 2% to roughly $87 million under Mayor Bianchi's proposal. He says city expenses are increasing due to debt service, rising energy costs, and public safety contracts.
I think the city council will understand the extraordinary increases in our expense items, and I think they'll appreciate what we're trying to do relative to raising the revenues to meet that budget, including, you know, property taxes. But, you know, we're hoping that that won't be a terribly large increase. You know, we are increasing other fees, so local receipts will be up.
Outside of those increases, Bianchi says his plan largely holds the line on city spending. He adds the police department's overtime budget would increase, partly to bring foot patrols back to North Street for downtown events and to monitor businesses.
Of course, when you hire more officers, now you've got increased health costs, increased retirement expenses. You know, you have a great number of increases, but that's not to say that, you know, we can't look at other ways of policing, and we will, but we don't necessarily have to do it with, you know, increased officers at this time.
The city council will review the budget during four sessions, June 2nd, 4th, 8th, and the 11th. All begin at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Bianchi is also pushing a $10.2 million capital projects budget. The largest piece is a $3.5 million runway renovation at Pittsfield's airport. Bianchi says the Federal Aviation Administration will reimburse most of the cost. Other projects being pursued include $1.5 million for street improvements, $850,000 for stormwater upgrades, and $500,000 of funding for the renovation of the historic Springside House.
We have an old 28-year-old fire truck that we want to replace. We want to refurbish another fire truck. We have some capital needs in our schools that will enhance security, but also some infrastructure work in the school, such as replacing boilers and windows.
Last year, the city's 11 councilors failed to reach a two-thirds majority in support of Bianchi's fiscal 2015 capital projects budget, totaling $9.5 million, because the Democrat didn't include funding for that new fire engine.
The stumbling block seemed to be a fire truck, but quite frankly, I think it was more political than it was practical, and it should have never happened, but it did. Subsequent to that, we were able to get past a road program and a number of other capital projects throughout the course of the year. But I don't anticipate this happening this year.
Barry Claremont was one of four councilors who voted against last year's capital budget and is happy to see funding for the fire engine this time around. He stands by the council's decision last year.
What we were hoping for was that the mayor was going to come back with another round of the capital budget with the fire truck in there. He made the decision to take the ball and go home.
During last year's budget process, Bianchi said he would pursue a new fire engine in fiscal 2016. The mayor has decided not to immediately seek funding for five SUVs for the fire department, which last year he said could be used to respond to 3,800 yearly medical calls instead of larger vehicles. The fiscal year starts July 1st. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.